supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
Hi.
You're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
Hi.
You're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
Hi.
You're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
Kill Radio in Los Angeles.
Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio
in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, PST.
As my friend Dave says, I'm detached too. It's just a function of age, experience, repeated dashing of hopes, and reluctance to get swept up in the perpetual fake, spontaneous, organized enthusiasm of parts of the left. At least we didn't burn out and become neocons. Hey, it's time for the Thursday Impressionistic News Hour here on Kill Radio in Los Angeles. Last few weeks, I've been trying to analyze the alternatives. What can we do? Because things are so bad in this country and, hey, this whole planet, eh? Nothing is the way it's supposed to be. You know, it's all going in the wrong direction. And this week, I'm going to take it a little easy, and we're going to listen to one of the more radical people that I know, Mr. Bill Hicks. So let's settle in and give him a good listen, too, okay? And sit back, relax, and give us a listen. Press your ears right against the speakers. And it's the Kill Radio Impressionistic News.
Okay, hi, this is Bill Hicks. Happy Halloween to everybody. We're taking callers in hell tonight. We're in hell. We've been in hell for quite a while, setting up this project. And we're taking callers, and we're going to have a great show for you. And I hope your Halloween is spooky and exciting and frightening, just like when you were a little kid. And we're going to take callers. So let's take our first caller now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. I see you're in hell. Is that an unusual place to be there?
Well, hell is very unusual. First of all, the first thing I noticed was that the entire cast, the writers, and the producers of the show Full House are here, and they're not even dead yet. So I don't know what that means. You know what I found really unusual is how broad the standards are that will lead you to hell. For instance, people that sneeze on airplanes, they go to hell.
Man, I never knew that.
Yeah. People that take left turns in traffic are all going to hell. Did you know that?
I believe that.
Yeah, isn't that weird, though? Non-smokers, everyone here is a non-smoker, which is very ironic. They didn't know they had that coming to them, did they?
Makes me feel better.
But, yeah, exactly. And you know, 99% of the people in hell, you know who they are? Christians. They're the ones, it's their concept. They're the only ones that believe in it. So they came to it.
That makes sense.
It does, if you think about it at all.
20 hours in one day? I gotta cut.
You know what's bumming me out? I realize what bums me out. I watch too much news, man. It's depressing. You ever watch CNN for longer than, say, 20 hours in one day? I gotta cut that out. Watch CNN. It's the most depressing thing you'll ever see, man. War, famine, death, AIDS, homeless, recession, depression, war, famine, death, AIDS. Over and over again. Then you look out your window. Where's all this shit going on, man? Ted Turner is making this shit up. Jane Fonda won't sleep with him. He runs to a typewriter. By 1992, we will all die of AIDS. Read that on the air.
Eighteen people died when a U.S. helicopter crashed in Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed that they shot the helicopter down, but the United States blamed bad weather. Iraq's parliament elected Jalal Talabani, a Kurd, as president. His presidency council then named Ibrahim Jafari, a Shiite, as prime minister. Senior American defense officials noted several positive developments in Iraq during March. Only 36 American soldiers were killed. Attacks on Allied forces were down to just 30 or 40 a day. And by early 2006, they promise, only 105,000 American soldiers may be needed in the country. This is the Weekly News in Review from Harpers.org and Kill Radio. This was posted April 12th by Paul Ford. And it's for the April 14th Impressionistic News Hour concerning the news from the week before. Tens of thousands of Iraqis held a nonviolent march in Baghdad to protest the American occupation. Yes, we're doing so well there. Tens of thousands of Lebanese held a mass jog through Beirut to show national unity. And thousands of Chinese rallied to protest Japanese history textbooks. The Bush administration was working to gain access to records of international money transfers, and transcripts of legal proceedings at Guantanamo Bay were released. "I don't care about international law," said President Bush of a military tribunal in one transcript. "I don't want to hear the words international law again. We are not concerned with international law." At the Pope's funeral, Prince Charles shook Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's hand, then went home to England where he married Camilla Parker Bowles. Tony Blair called a general election for May 5th of this year. Prince Rainier III of Monaco died, and Peter Jennings announced that he was sick. Scottish soccer fans booed during a moment of silence to honor the Pope. Oh, those Scots. A new bus service opened connecting the Indian and Pakistani sides of Kashmir. Saul Bellow died, and National Library Week began. Did you know that? The New York Public Library planned to auction off rare artworks to raise money, and they have some great stuff there. And developers in England were about to start construction on Dickens World, a $113 million theme park that will offer an Ebenezer Scrooge ride and Dickens characters on ice. A long-lost poem written by Tennessee Williams was discovered. And geneticists bred blue roses. Bred blue roses. Did I say bled brew roses? 10,800,000 copies of the next Harry Potter book were being printed. Emails came to light that showed Interior Department scientists analyzing the environmental effects of a proposed nuclear waste dump at Yucca Mountain, Nevada, making things up and deleting findings they did not understand so that the dump's development could go forward. "Science by peer pressure is dangerous, but sometimes necessary," wrote one scientist. In Florida, investigators traced an outbreak of E. coli to a petting zoo, and the EPA decided to cancel a study of the effects of pesticides on infants. After all, the EPA is run by somebody who
doesn't believe that the EPA should even exist. The United Arab Emirates tested prototypes of robotic camel jockeys, which will replace child camel jockeys, and it was announced that Cookie Monster would be cutting back on cookies. A 9-foot-long eel with a head as big as a soccer ball was swimming loose in Australia, and millions, possibly billions, of butterflies were fluttering towards California. I doubt I'll see them. Republicans held a conference to discuss ways to reform the federal judiciary, which they say has run amok. Senator Tom Coburn's chief of staff said that mass impeachment of judges might be necessary, and Tom DeLay, who was under investigation for illegal fundraising, gave a pre-recorded speech entitled "Confronting the Judicial War on Faith." DeLay was accused of paying his wife and daughter $500,000 from funds controlled by his political action committee. He was also accused of taking lobbyist-funded trips to Russia, Saipan, and Scotland. In India, the Russian Circus on Ice caught fire, killing 4 sea lions, 10 dogs, and 7 cats. And both sides in Ivory Coast Civil War signed a peace accord. Scientists drilled 4,644 feet into the Earth's crust, nearly reaching the mantle. Andrea Dworkin died, and archaeologists in Germany uncovered a 7,200-year-old pornographic statue. 7,200. Wow. A study found that store clerks are more respectful to slender shoppers than to obese ones. And scientists in Connecticut used a crane to inseminate a whale. In Indiana, someone threw a pie in William Crystal's face. Someone else threw a pie at David Horowitz. Prior to the pie throwings, Pat Buchanan was doused with salad dressing. A social studies teacher in Georgia was in trouble for putting on blackface and an afro wig. Researchers in Britain claim that, given enough funding, they can cure cancer within 5 years. In the United States, college enrollment was on the decline. Who needs to go to college? Israel was planning to dump 10,000 tons of garbage a month into the West Bank, and Israeli soldiers shot dead 3 Palestinian teenagers in Gaza. A Virginia judge sentenced a spammer to 9 years in jail, and a Georgia man died after police shot him with non-lethal beanbags. Many conservative American pharmacists were refusing to dispense birth control, and tailors were busy sewing the next pope's robes. That's it. This is the Weekly News and Review. Thanks for listening.
Andrea Dworkin died. I just the other day, I was digging through some of my old video cassettes, and I popped one in, and the first thing that came up was an episode or a show of Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher from 1997, and Andrea Dworkin was one of the guests that night, and they talked about a rape situation for a half an hour, but she was like a behemoth, wearing bib overalls. She was huge. But back in the 80s, I read her book, Pornography, Men Possessing Women. And what she reminded me of was no less than an Old Testament prophet writing about things. It was fascinating. And she was, I mean, I got to give her credit. She was a writer. She knew how to write. So I give her credit for that, and now we move on to Bill. Bill Hicks died back in 1994, and I had seen him on television in the late 80s on the David Letterman show a couple times, and I remember being a little, at that time, a little put off by it. It seemed a little scabrous, but, you know, who knows? Now I'm scabrous as hell, you know, Bush should be jailed and raped in the ass in a bathtub. But he's just, I don't know, I don't want to go, I'm just going to play a bunch of Bill Hicks things and some comment from me and all that. This is the Thursday Impressionistic News Hour, and tonight is a tribute to the great, prescient, wonderful comedian from Texas, Bill Hicks.
I'm now going to do for you a routine that is totally guaranteed I will never be a success in this country. Because it goes against every bit of that fucking child-worshipping, aren't they so cute, look at them in their little diaper, oh, it's a miracle fucking belief. If you have children here tonight, and I assume some of you do, I am sorry to tell you this. They are not term. Did you know that? 200 million sperm. And you mean to tell me you think your child is special? Because one out of 200 million sperm, that load. We're talking one load. Connected. Gee, what are the fucking odds? You know what that means? I have wiped entire civilizations off of my chest with a gray gym sock. That is special. Entire nations have flaked and crusted in the hair around my navel. Maybe even Gideon. That is special. And I want you to think about that, you two egg-carrying beings out there. With that holier-than-thou, we have the gift of life. Attitude. I've tossed universes in my underpants while napping. Shoots into my jockey shorts. Oh. What's for fucking breakfast? Thank you very much. Good night.
Christians wear crosses around their necks. Do you think when Jesus comes back, he ever wants to see a fucking cross? Like going up to Jackie Onassis with a rifle pendant on, you know? Singing to John, Jackie, love him. All right, for the sake of accuracy, there should be another rifle pendant down here and a third one over here because there was more than one gunman. Got it? I've heard some incredible theories about the Kennedy assassination. Here's the most incredible one, but the most interesting. The person who shot Kennedy, several people have told me, was, ready, the Secret Service man in the front seat of the limo. Now that sounds ludicrous, but think about this. Every time you've ever seen this Zapruder film, have you ever looked at the Secret Service man in the front seat of that limo? No. It's like the ultimate magic trick of misdirection. Because like most people, when I see the Zapruder film, you know, I'm looking at Jackie's ass when she gets on the trunk of that car. Reach for that brain, baby. Goddamn. Ooh, yeah. What are y'all, gay? Tell me that pink skirt pulled tight over that pear-shaped bottom doesn't turn you on? Fuck off. Man, I watch that every night I get lonely.
Ow.
does. He's fine. Anyway. Okay. Come on now. What? Why a fucking jukebox? Stick a quarter in his butt. Push 812.
Oh, yeah. I had a girlfriend and she left me, and a lot of funny things happened. Chicago crowds are the greatest crowds in the world.
Boy, it's so real, and then it's all so fucking real. Yeah, buddy. Thank you, man. Be my little echo. Yes, my mother. And, you suck. You fucking cunt. Get the fuck out of here right now. Get out. Fuck you. Fuck you, you idiot. You're everything that America should be flushed down the toilet, you fucking turd. Fuck you. Get out. Get out, you fucking drunk bitch. Take her out. Take her fucking out. Take her to somewhere that's good. Go see fucking Madonna, you fucking idiot piece of shit. You suck, buddy. You suck. I can yell at the comedian because I'm a drunk cunt. That gives me carte blanche. I got a cunt and I'm drunk. I can do anything I want. I don't have a cock. I can yell at performers because I'm a fucking idiot because I got a cunt. I want you to go find a fucking soul. Sorry, I had to see that. I dug a real hole on this one, didn't I?
Bill Hicks getting down on a heckler. Raping on a heckler, and he said, hey, go see fucking Madonna. So I might as well play this for you. This is something Madonna just did, and it's been remixed.
Hi, this is Madonna. What do you think you're doing? Just what the fuck do you think you're doing? You guys, I just want to say fuck Madonna. What the fuck do you think Madonna is doing? What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Yeah!
What the fuck do you think this is Madonna?
Yeah!
I just think, what the fuck, just fuck it. I just wanna say, what the fuck to you guys. I just wanna say to you guys, what the fuck, just fuck you guys. What the fuck you guys think you're doing? I just think you're doing what Americans wanna do. I just wanna do what you're doing. I just wanna do what the fuck you're doing. Fuck American life. What the fuck you guys. Americans just wanna fuck. I just think American life is fucked. Fuck American guys. Fuck American support. I just want to think you guys support Madonna. You guys think you want to fuck Madonna. I just want to fuck you guys for all your support. Fuck your support. You guys keep your support. What the fuck do you think all your support is doing?
Yeah!
Just fuck you guys. I just want to keep you guys coming. Keep you coming.
Yeah!
I just fuck guys. I just fuck American guys. Fuck you guys. I just want to keep you coming. Coming. Coming.
Yeah!
I just fucked. You guys want to fuck.
Yeah! Yeah!
I just fuck guys. What do you think? What the fuck do you think? Madonna, just what the fuck do you think you're doing?
I just love being a DJ on Kill Radio. Okay, time for the Kill Radio Cannabis Corner. I've played portions of Bill Hicks talking about drugs before, but I'm going to play the full routine this time because today's news hour is dedicated to Bill Hicks because even though Bill's been dead for 10 years, everything he said was so prescient. Everything he said was so, dare I say it, right on. So here's a track, a piece called Great Times on Drugs with Mr. Bill Hicks.
Got a bad attitude.
We've only just begun.
got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time. You know, what the fuck? I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck! Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day, you know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car and, nope, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it, see you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff, I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn that egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had seven balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death. But I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? The guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look up, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, I love the taste of gin. It's just so good. Fuck you. I've been on a UFO. Fuck off. I went drinking with aliens, you fucker. Shut up. I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you. I mean, I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by, this bud's for you. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub. Alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, you know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed socialist grids, and they would congregate. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot?
Drunk!
The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they want, Johnny. I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying cocksuckers. Yeah! I hope you know that. Good. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere, serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation, said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, that's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Shit. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut. Fuck! Tell you, I live in New York now, man. I tell you, man, the war on drugs is definitely taking a ceasefire there. It's I mean, it's incredible. They sell drugs out loud on the streets. Heroin, 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 coke, 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 smoke, smoke. Heroin, heroin. Those guys bug the shit out of me. So I'm walking down the street one day. This guy's walking ahead of me, passes one of those dealers. He looks at him. He goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him. He looked at me. He goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fucker. I'm doing laundry right now. As soon as my shirt's out of the cleaners, I'm coming back and buying some of that shit from you. He embarrassed me to death, all right? I was mortified. Clue. Fucker. Where's a bank machine? Come here. Come here, Mr. Dealer. Come here. I'm going to show you my balance. Then I'm going to buy heroin from that little kid across the street. Fuck you. New York's a rather tense town.
I'm going to interrupt. This is still Cannabis Corner. This is the Cannabis Corner section of the weekly news and weekly news hour on Thursday from Bennett. Hi there. I just wanted to say he's talking about, you know, drugs in New York. And I remember one night I was visiting a friend of mine over at 12th Street and Avenue B. It was in the late 80s, and it was around, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning or something when I split and I walked back over to my apartment between on 13th, between 1st and 2nd. And as I was coming across B, a guy stepped out on a doorstep of a building and said, "We're open." And a whole bunch of people just ran up and got in line. And I thought, oh, drugs. So I got in line just to see what it was they were selling. And I came up and handed over $10 and got a little bag, little baggy, glassine baggie that said A and B on it. And it had just a handful of grains of heroin in it. And it was really awful. I snorted it, and it made me throw up and stuff. It wasn't even entertaining. But, you know, you never know what you're going to get over there. So we're going to continue with this very realistic discussion about drugs as Bill continues to talk about how drugs have done good things.
See, I think drugs have done some good things for us. I really do. And if you don't believe drugs have done good things for us, do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, all your tapes, and all your CDs and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years? Real fucking high on drugs. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We all live in a... You know how fucking high they were when they wrote that? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. John, get Ringo. He's in the corner. Pull him... Ooh, look at him scooch. Grab him. Yeah, hook his bell bottom. Hook his bell bottom. He's got a song he wants to sing us. Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something. Ringo, Yoko's gone. Come down. We can party again. They were real high. They wrote great music. Drugs did have a positive effect. Okay, I'll tell you what else. I'm going to extend the theory to our generation now so that it's more applicable. The musicians today who don't do drugs and in fact speak out against it, we're rock against drugs. Boy, they suck. Suck. Ballless, soulless, spiritless, corporate little bitches, suckers of Satan's cock, each and every one of them. Sucking Satan's pecker. Suck it. Put that big scaly pecker down your gullet. We're rock against drugs because that's what George Bush wants. That's what we want, isn't it? Government-approved rock and roll? Don't you want to be at a concert one night, look to your right, and see Dan fucking Quayle right next to you, man? You know you're partying then. You know you're on the edge. Fuck it, the Quayle monster's here. There ain't no coming back. We might be up till 11 tonight. Fuck this.
We're I guess another time it'd be
Pepsi
Dick Cheney.
Cola commercial. Luckily, Satan's dick has many heads, so all these little demon piglets can nuzzle up and suckle all at once. Here comes a fella named Vanilla Ice. Here comes it.
Okay, let's get things started right. We're going to go back to 1991 with Bill, and it seems so prescient today.
Oops.
Because when he talks about Iraq and Saddam and bombs and all this, it was the same in 1991 as it is in 2004, except of course we have, you know, GW rather than Bush Senior. But, you know, we're doing the same stupid things because nothing's ever changed. It's still just a war against brown people. And so this is Bill talking about the war. And, you know, and then he starts going off onto a tangent, one of those tangents about flying saucers. Oh, here we go. Bill Hicks.
Here, wherever I am. Gosh, since I was here, we had a... So it's good to be here, wherever I am. Gosh, since I was here, we had a war. That's pretty fucking weird, huh? A war? Wasn't really a war, you know. A war is when two armies are fighting. So, I don't know if you could call it a war exactly. You know, the Persian Gulf distraction is more like it, I think. Pretty amazing thing, really. Bush turned out to be a major fucking demon. Who would have guessed? Remember when he was first president? He was the wimp president. Do you remember that? Cover of Newsweek. Cover of fucking Newsweek. Wimp president. Apparently, this stuck in this guy's craw a little bit. Guy was a dynamite waiting to go off. We surrender, not good enough. We run away, too little, too late. Call me a wimp. Come on, fuckers. Come on. Hold him back. Those guys were in hog heaven over there, man. They had a big weapons catalog opened up. What's G12 do, Tommy? See, it says here it destroys everything but the fillings in their teeth. Helps us pay for the war effort. Well, fuck, pull that one up. Pull up G12, please. Cool, what's G13 do? Big Sears weapons catalog. Weapons for all occasions. You know. See, everyone got boners over the technology. You know, it was pretty incredible watching missiles fly down air vents. Pretty unbelievable. But couldn't we feasibly use that same technology to shoot food at hungry people? You know what I mean? Fly over Ethiopia. There's a guy that needs a banana. A stealth banana. Smart fruit. I don't know. Once again, I was watching the fucking news that really threw me off. It depressed everyone. It's just so scary watching the news, how they built it all out of proportion, like Iraq was ever or could ever possibly, under any stretch of the imagination, be a threat to us whatsoever. But watching the news, you never would have got that idea. Remember how it started? They kept talking about the elite Republican Guard in these hushed tones, like these guys were the bogeyman or something. Yeah, we're doing well now, but we have yet to face the elite Republican Guard. Like these guys were 12 feet tall desert warriors. Never lost a battle. We shit bullets. Yeah, well, after 2 months of continuous carpet bombing and not one reaction at all from them, they became simply the Republican Guard. Not nearly as elite as we may have led you to believe. And after another month of bombing, they went from the elite Republican Guard to the Republican Guard to the Republicans made this shit up about there being guards out there. We hope you enjoyed your fireworks show. It was so pretty, and it took our mind off of domestic issues. The Persian Gulf distraction. People said, uh-uh, Bill, Iraq had the fourth largest army in the world. Yeah, maybe, but you know what? After the first three largest armies, there's a real big fucking drop-off, all right? The Hare Krishnas are the fifth largest army in the world. They've already got our airports, okay? So I think that's the greater threat right now. Mr. Onion Head in Terminal C is scaring the shit out of me. Get him away from me. What an amazing thing, though. And the amazing thing, obviously, the disparity in the casualties. Iraq, 150,000 casualties. USA, 79. Iraq, 150,000. USA, 79. Does that mean if we had sent over 80 guys, we still would have won that fucking thing, or what? One guy in a ticker tape parade. I did it. Hey. You're welcome. Good work, Tommy. How'd you do it? I pulled up G12. It was in the catalog. Worked like a charm. You know, my biggest problem with the whole thing was that bloodlust that everyone, it came out of everyone, you know, this bloodlust, man. It's really unbelievable. Like, I was over in England. You ever been to England, anyone? Been to England?
Yeah.
No one has handguns in England, not even the cops. True or false?
True.
Now, in England last year, they had 14 deaths from handguns. 14. Now, the United States, I think you know how we feel about handguns. Whoop, I'm getting a warm, tingly feeling just saying the fucking word, to be honest with you. I swear to you, I'm hard. 23,000 deaths from handguns. Let's go through those numbers again because they're a little baffling at first glance. England, where no one has guns, 14 deaths. United States, and I think you know how we feel about guns. Whoop, I'm getting a stiffy. 23,000 deaths from handguns. But there's no connection. And you'd be a fool and a communist to make one. There's no connection between having a gun and shooting someone with it and not having a gun and not shooting someone. There have been studies made and there is no connection at all there. Yes, that's absolute proof. You know, 14 deaths from handguns. Probably American tourists too, you know, over there. Call this a sandwich. You don't boil pizza. The way we eat here, it's the way we eat here. This food sucks. And boy, does it suck. Okay, great. If I'd had a gun, I would have been one number 15 on that fucking list. You know, 14. Okay, though, admittedly, last year in England, they had 23,000 deaths per soccer game. All right, okay, okay. Not saying every system is flawless. I'm saying if you're in England, don't go to a goddamn soccer game and you're coming home, okay? It's weird. They don't have guns in England, but they have a very high crime rate, which tells you how polite the fucking English are. Give me your wallet. All right. At least no one was hurt. How do you have a crime rate and no weapons, man? There's a guy walk into a bank, give me all your money, I've got a soccer ball. Shit, Ian, that's a Spalding, he's serious. Hand over the pounds. I just don't understand this bloodlust, because, you know, I know the world seems really frightening at times, but I think we're going to do okay. I'll tell you a true fucking story, man, about bloodlust. I was down in Alabama, and I was playing a town called Fife, Alabama last year, and they wanted me there to host their annual Ricketts Telethon or something. I don't know what the fuck it was, but anyway, it was great to be there. And anyway, this is absolutely true. Last year in Fife, Alabama, they had all these UFO sightings, and apparently everyone in this town saw these UFOs, all right? Which really pissed me off, because when I was there, about 40 people saw me. But there was no advanced advertising, no publicity. That's a big market for me. Anyway, I'm curious about UFOs. So I asked people there what it was like. And this guy said, oh, man, it was incredible. People came from miles around to look at them. A lot of people came armed. People are bringing shotguns to UFO sightings. Kind of brings a whole new meaning to that phrase, you ain't from around here, are you, boy? I said to the guy, why do y'all bring shotguns to UFO sightings? Seems to me there's going to be a point in our development or evolution where you put your guns aside. You know what I mean? Don't you think that would happen just fucking once? Guy said, well, we didn't want to be abducted. I'm thinking, yeah, leave all this. Dude, if I lived in Fife, Alabama, I'd be on my hands and knees praying for abduction every goddamn morning, all right? And believe me, I would not be picky. Greyhound, abduct me. But I said, what do you mean abducted? He said, well, they abduct people and they perform scientific and medical experiments on them. Said, well, maybe we'll be lucky and it's some type of sterility dentistry program they got going. Maybe they come down here, castrate you, straighten your teeth, and split. Sort of a clean up the universe pact. He said, huh? I was almost sure I was talking to that dude.
People, I've actually had a pro-lifer say, well, why don't you adopt a child? And why don't you adopt a child? Because I hate him and couldn't care fuck one. Okay, sorry. Sorry, my hat's now in the political ring. Third party just been formed. I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-life. I don't give a fuck about them at all. Boom. New party just been formed. Couldn't care fuck one. People who hate people party. People who hate people, come together. No. It's so hard to get this party off the ground. There's a lot of us out there, we just don't want to gather together. We're so unorganized. Come to the party. Will there be other people there? Yeah, can't make it, sorry. God, I hope I live through this show, folks.
Braun, Manson had Squeaky Fromm, Ted Bundy got lots of dates, I wonder what I'm doing wrong. I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks, just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks, yeah. Well, if I meet one more single mom whose true love is up and gone, tells me on her trailer porch about that man still carries a torch. Sure, he came home drunk each night, beat the kids and her in a fight. But man, she loves him so, it's so hard to let him go. Oh. Well, I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks, just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks. Well, I'm sure there's some out there can relate, particularly young men without a date. See some jerk, some fine babe go driving away. Ow. Well, is that a new bruise you got on you? What does it say that he loves you? Sure, he beats you, but afterwards he cries, oh, baby, I could die. Honey, I don't think that's nothing to be proud of. I think it's called alcoholism. I don't think you should move away. Stay with him till you're in your grave. Can't we just be friends? I think of you as a brother. Oh, man. Ow. 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 You're hurting me. Ow. Ow. What do I have to offer you, baby? Poetry and true love. That's not enough, I know for sure. You need someone to throw you through the door. Well, I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks. Just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks. Oh. Chicks dig jerks, so true. Tell you, man, be mean to a man, they'll never leave you then. Cause chicks dig jerks. Just ignore them, act like they're not there. Man, you're gonna be pulling chicks out of your hair. They love that. Like you don't care. Oh, look at them everywhere. They come running. Woo. Tired of being a good guy. Such a lonely life. I'm gonna be a jerk. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna step on lots of toes. Woo. Girl's gonna go crazy for that guy. Baby, I'm gonna act like I don't even know you. Not gonna return one of your calls. Oh, I hear her. She's already at the door, man. She's intrigued by my indifference. Woo, I'm a jerk and it's working out. Ha ha.
So there we go. Chicks Dig Jerks by Bill Hicks. A whole hour of Bill. Hey, I'm sorry, at the end of the cannabis corner there, I cut him off about 5 seconds before his last line. That was a mistake, but hey, those things do happen, and you got, you know, 98, 99.1% of the piece, 99.2. So, today's experiment in terror has been a chance to listen to a man who, he said all the right things. He may be dead, but he's still relevant. So thanks a lot, Bill, for what you did for all of us. And this has been the Kill Radio Impressionistic News Hour for April 14th, 2005. Don't forget to not pay your taxes tomorrow. And... let's see.
Pay your Social Security taxes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, don't pay your Social Security taxes. Thanks, DJ Haz. Make sure you don't. I mean, come on. You know. Anyway, this is Experiment in Terror by Henry Mancini is saying goodnight. Don't forget to listen to my music show, The Chill Room. It happens every Saturday night at midnight. Listen up for Mushu Kitty. It's coming up in a moment. This is Kill Radio. Don't forget to kill your friends.
That's the problem with this country. One of many, but this whole issue of sexuality and pornography, which I don't understand what pornography is. I really don't. To me, pornography is, you know, spending all your money and not educating the people of America, but spending instead on weapons. That's pornographic to me. That's totally filthy. And et cetera, down the line. You all, in your fucking hearts, know the goddamn arguments. Okay, great.